boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
This is officially an intervention. What? My friend, Destiny, or so I thought, yelled at me today over Post Malone. And this is when you know it's been taken too far.
Oh, okay.
Your obsession with Post Malone.
I don't think I yelled at you.
She yelled at me. Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. I'm running this intervention. You clearly have a problem.
Is that why Andrew's in here?
If you, yeah, we're here to
is
tell
he the
you
bodyguard?
How that you how your actions have affected our lives. If you remember yesterday, you were telling us that Post Malone is now an investor and has a collaboration with the soda brand Poppy.
Yeah.
And you are on the hunt. It's going to be a little difficult though, because it seems like it's only available at like 7-Elevens, which we don't have around here, and grocery stores that mm-hmm. aren't around here. So you're like, oh, keep your eyes out. And then earlier, not even 40 minutes ago, I was like, hey, by the way, my friend posted on her Snap story, like she had that flavor of soda.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that she looked at me with a crazed look in her eye, I thought you were going to attack me. Immediately was, well, was it the one? Was it the one? I need you to find out. I'm like, dude.
Yeah, because you said you saw her drinking it on Snapchat. And you're like, yeah, I saw her drink it on Snapchat. I'm like, okay, well, was it the drink? And here's the thing is, you're like, I don't know. You didn't even look at the photo.
Well, then I did, because you yelled at me. And it wasn't even the soda, the Post Malone version.
Can you do can you investigate better? Like, as my bestie, investigate better.
I have learned just to not say anything at all if I'm not sure.
Yeah, you better.
Because she got mad at me over the potential Post Malone knowledge. This is too far.
Okay, you know I'm on the hunt for it. And if you saw her drinking it, I just asked that you look at the can.
I did look
at the can. And then if you thought it was the can, then you DM her and you ask her where she got the can. It's not that hard.
You have a deranged look in your eye right now that I wish everybody could see for themselves.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With Those Girls in the Afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
How do you know you found the perfect man? Is there a way to know? I don't know.
I don't know. I used to do those like magazine. I think it was Teen Vogue. I don't know. Was it Teen Vogue? 17 or something. There used to be quizzes in there. I used to try to see if I was meant to be with Joe Jonas.
How'd that work out?
Most of the time I said no.
Okay. Well,
Shucker.
There's a new dating rule, I guess, that girls are saying that they're following to find the perfect man that's gone viral. And I want to run it past you and see what you think. So it's called the 666 dating rule, which sounds demonic.
Mm-hmm.
It's not. It has nothing to do with demons or anything. But it's pretty simple. The 666 rule refers to guys who are 6 feet tall.
I knew you were going to say that.
Who have six-pack abs and who make over six figures. That is, I guess, the standards that...
What if you're not into that?
Well, hang on, man. This is what just some girls, especially...
What if I like the dad bod?
Well, then I guess you have a different...
Okay, just keep... I'm listening.
Well, okay, so this is mainly what I've seen. It's girls who are, like, overwhelmed on dating apps, mostly, because there's just a whole ocean full of men. And it's their way of narrowing down who's even worth their time. And experts agree you should have some standards. You should have some, like, non-negotiables, dating deal breakers, stuff like that. But it should maybe be more, like, I don't know, your morals, like, your political views, your views on having kids and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it's kind of getting... poo-pooed, I guess.
Oh,
is the best
I
way to
poo-poo
say it,
all over it.
Because that's how many guys are 6 feet, have six pack abs, and make over six figures?
Not a lot.
And then,
also,
like,
I'm
said,
not into it.
I was just going to say, you're not even into it.
I don't care about height at all. I don't care about six pack abs and the six figures. I don't really care. I don't care about any of this, actually, honestly.
Well, and my first thought was, okay, if I'm going to expect that, what am I bringing to the table?
100%. I'm not 6 foot. Definitely don't got six pack abs, and definitely don't have that kind of figure.
Right.
At all.
So I'm like,
here's
go
what
off.
I want. I want you to be nice. I want you to be funny, and I'm cool with the dad bod. That's all I want.
And you want him to like you.
Well, that would be nice.
Wouldn't it though?
I don't want to have to force it.
That would be nice.
If you thought your dating life was a nightmare, you haven't heard this. It's time for another dating horror story with those girls in the afternoon on C102.9.
Oh boy, this story today, I think we hit the mother load.
Oh,
All right. Today's dating horror story comes from a guy, and he said, I met this girl, Mary, and we went out on a few dates. She was really nice, just not quite a romantic connection on my end. So I waited a few days after our last date and later on told Mary my feelings. I was as honest as I could be, saying that she was super fun to spend time with, but I was getting more of a friendship vibe from her. I figured that being straightforward was the way to go to avoid any mixed messages. She was upset, but she understood, or so I thought. I was impressed, actually, at how maturely the conversation had gone and figured that was that. Boy, was I wrong. A few days later, I got woken up really early on Sunday morning by a knock on the door of my apartment. Confused and still half asleep, figured it was a package delivery, so I answered the door. And you can imagine my surprise seeing Mary's mother at the door. Taken aback and completely in shock, I let her in with no idea as to why she was there. And she started to cry. No, she started to weep about the demise of Mary and I's very brief relationship. I was stunned. I had no idea what to say, and she kept repeatedly asking me why I couldn't date Mary anymore, and she begged me to reconsider. I didn't know what to do. I said, sorry, I just don't see a future with her. It was weird, and she finally left. And then, of course, Mary reached back out to me later that week asking to meet up because she needed to talk to me about something. I figured it would be brief, so I met her at a coffee shop. She knew that her mom had come by, and she was really embarrassed and sorry about it. And once we talked it through, she asked if we could start seeing each other again.
Oh my gosh.
Again, I had to say no, that I wasn't interested in a relationship with her or her mom. We finally said our goodbyes, and this time it was finally over.
Do you think I'm like that mom? Do you think I'd be that mom?
That would show up.
Yes. I instantly thought I saw myself. Don't you? Don't you?
You go knocking on don't somebody's
you,
door.
Don't you see me? That's me. This is why I can't have kids.
I'm glad this is what it took for you to realize it.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
I'm looking for the moon.
It's 4 in the afternoon.
First of all, it's getting dark earlier.
Okay.
Second of all, I'm excited because it is the harvest full moon tonight. So if you have weird energy...
I have weird energy every day, but
well,
go on.
If it's a little more odd, out of the ordinary, it's the September full moon tonight, so...
Why do you know this?
Facebook. Also called the barley moon.
Is this mean the Mercury's in the microwave?
I don't know about all that.
Oh.
But if you need something to blame your issues on, I guess go ahead. Say it was moon.
I didn't know. Usually the girlies are like, oh, Mercury's in the microwave again. Or is it the retrograde? Or what have they called it?
It's the retrograde.
I don't know
if that's happening. I know there's a full moon tonight. So it's a good time to manifest.
Really?
Yes.
I would like to be a millionaire. I'd 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 like to be a millionaire. You can cut me off any moment. I'd like to be a millionaire. I'd like to be a millionaire.
Maybe let's switch to writing. You can write that in your journal.
Do you need to write that down? I thought you just said it.
You could say it. You can write it. You can say it in your brain so I don't have to hear
it. One more thing. Can I add one more?
Sure.
I'd like to marry Post Malone. I'd like to marry Post Malone. I'd like to marry Post Malone. I'd like to marry Post Malone.
Now you need to do that under the full moon tonight, like a full witch ceremony.
What do you mean I got to do it like with candles and stuff?
I don't know. And then record it so that you go viral on TikTok because you look like a freak.
Almost. If you see me live on TikTok, mind your business.
You might get rich, which is what you asked for.
And maybe Post Malone will see it.
Maybe. I don't want to make eye contact with you right now.
I get it, girl. I get it. Girl, neighbor man said the sexiest thing I think a man could say to you this morning.
I guess I don't even know what that would be.
Honestly, the sexiest man or sexiest thing really your partner could say to you.
Okay.
And I'm like a little nervous to tell you because I'm like, oh, she might try to steal my man. But this morning, we're kind of going over our day, like what our day is going to look like, what his work day, what my work day is going to look like, and then kind of like what our day after work is going to look like.
Yeah.
And he's like, as soon as we get home from work, let's immediately watch Only Murders in the Building, and then let's go to bed. Let's go to bed as fast as we can. And I'm telling you, that was the hottest thing he could say, because I'm so tired. I feel like we've been trying. What?
No, keep going.
We have not been getting to bed at decent time, dude. Like, it's been like we've been trying to get to bed before 10, and it's like we both just like cannot sleep lately. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
But like we cannot fall asleep. So it's like maybe 11, maybe midnight. But when he said we're going to try to get to bed before 10, I was like, oh, God, that's hot. That is so hot. I don't know why that was the hottest thing ever.
I have no idea.
I think I might officially be old. I might officially admit it to him now.
I think that might be the only explanation to why you're so like excited about
Dude, that. Dude, that was the hottest thing ever. I'm like, oh my God. I'm so looking forward to it tonight. My goal is to be in bed by 9:30, passed out.
Sounds like some quality time you'll be spending together. The bar's low.
Apparently.
You were like hyping up like, oh my God, my boyfriend, neighbor man, just outdid himself.
He did.
He said just the most hot thing.
He did, Taylor.
What was it?
He said that when we get home tonight, we're just going to watch Only Murderers in the Building, one episode. We're going to get to bed as fast as we can, like before 10 p.m. My toes are curling.
Oh, my God. I'm like, man, that's sad.
That's the hottest.
You're going to bed. That means you're not spending any time together.
Oh, girl. That is the hottest thing I've ever heard. Mm-hmm. I am so tired lately. That is so hot.
I mean, I get the
he's
sentiment.
Taking our health seriously.
Oh, I get the
sentiment. True love.
But I feel like there are better things. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say anytime that he says he did a chore.
Yeah, that's a good.
I asked my boyfriend to vacuum because I didn't want to do it on Sunday. And he has Mondays off. So I was like, hey, would you mind vacuuming tomorrow? I really don't want to do it today. He never got around to it.
Oh, God.
Okay. So that's a little disappointing. But then the next day, he goes, hey, guess what I did? I vacuumed. And I was like, oh, my God, I've never loved you more.
Oh.
Something about doing like, because that is normally a me chore.
Yeah.
Right. And then when he did it instead, I was like, wow. This is what
that's the hottest thing ever.
That the dishwasher.
Okay, you might have something with the dishwasher because oh my God, I cannot stand loading it and unloading it. I hate it so much.
I love nothing more than when I start the dishwasher before I leave for work for the day and I come home and it's already unloaded.
Yeah, it might have something there. That might be hotter than him telling me we're going to bed before 10. You might have something there.
I think I do.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I have never related to an 8-year-old more in my life, nor have I ever wanted to be an 8-year-old's friend more than I do right now. I gotta tell you.
Breaking news.
I'm serious. This story has gone
she
completely
viral. She
wants
to be friends with an 8-year-old.
Because while it is serious, it is also iconic. Okay, so okay. Hear me out here, because this has taken over my For You page. There was an 8-year-old girl in Ohio who was reported missing on Sunday morning. Very serious.
That's sad.
I know. Very serious. Hang on. Because her parents hadn't seen her in a couple hours. Obviously, they're going to panic because what the heck's going on? Where's our 8-year-old?
Yeah.
Turns out she was actually busy doing her own thing. So some security footage, I don't know if this is from their house or maybe their neighbors had like Ring doorbells or something, showed that the 8-year-old girl got in the family SUV. She whipped out of there, drove off, okay? And the authorities found her 12 miles away at Target.
Oh my God. That's you.
12 miles away would have been like a 20-ish minute drive across multiple highways. Busy.
She drove on a highway at 8 years old?
Across. Yeah. So she crossed highways. She was on main streets. They found her inside Target at Starbucks getting herself a Frappuccino. Okay. The girl knows what she wants. So they let her finish the Frappuccino before escorting her home and being like, listen.
Can't be doing this.
Can't be doing this. She had $400 in cash. I don't know if she found that in mommy and daddy's pillow or where what that happened? Came from. She did buy some things at Target. We don't know what. They obviously refunded and returned the merchandise that she bought. And thankfully, nobody was hurt. Thank goodness. An 8-year-old driving. Oh my gosh, this could have been like crazy, crazy bad. But she did fess up to hitting a mailbox somewhere along her journey.
I want to know where she learned to drive. Because like growing up, you and I had, there's that Simpsons driving game. I had the Simpsons.
I didn't have that.
I forget what it was called, but it was on the PlayStation. I know they had it on the Xbox, but I feel like I could have drove after playing that game. And then you had all these sorts of driving games. What do they got now that they can drive in? I'd like to know, because I'm like, how'd she do so good that she only hit a mailbox?
Well, I'm thinking she sees mommy. Mommy goes to Starbucks.
She's just watching.
Like, I want to be like mom. Maybe mom hits a couple curbs. Well, she took it a little too far and hit the mailbox.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
So I got a DM today, which, you know, people always slide in my DMs all the time, whether it's like, you know, family, friends, random people.
Okay.
Like random.
Famous.
Okay, stop. That's not what I meant.
Sure.
Flex. That's not what I meant. But people will slide in my DMs all the time. I'm sure they do you too, right? Okay, stop. It was not a flex, okay? But I had somebody slide in my DMs today, and it was somebody who I went to school with. I saw my class reunion.
Okay.
Remember just like, 2 weeks ago I saw my class reunion?
Yeah.
And out of nowhere, they were like, hey, it was good seeing you at our class reunion. By the way, you're looking good.
Oh.
Oh, which I should mention, like, I didn't like actually click on the message because I didn't want it to be like seen.
You didn't want them to know, like, because you can see that the person read it.
So I didn't leave them on read. I left them on
delivered.
That's what it's called. So I don't know if I should tell neighbor because I would almost say I kind of got hit on. Basically,
It's definitely like flirty in nature. Maybe they don't mean it like that, but it. Without knowing is like, oh yeah, you're looking good.
Yeah, I feel like I got hit on a little bit. So I don't know if I should like tell neighbor man or not. I wasn't going to. I didn't really think, you know, I needed to, you know. But
I mean, do you tell him when you get hit on at the grocery store?
Only because I like to brag sometimes.
Okay.
Let him know that somebody wants a piece of this.
Uh-huh.
That's the only time I do.
I don't know. I feel opposite. I feel like, especially on social media, I like to just tell them, not even in a braggy way or like, oh my gosh, I need you to beat this guy up because it's the last thing that I want to do. I don't want to have a meltdown. But I feel like it gets a little sketchy once it gets into the DMs or if somebody texts you something flirty, because then what if he sees it on your phone and is like, oh, what happened at the class reunion?
Well,
you know what I mean? It feels like you're hiding something. Then.
Well, he could see it on my phone. That's fine, because he can see I didn't even respond. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, you saw that I left them on delivered. That's why I'm like, I don't need to tell you, because you can clearly see I didn't do anything about it.
I guess. I don't know.
That's why I'm like, I don't feel like I need to tell him.
Well, what you could do, I guess I don't know if they do it in Instagram DMs. It does with Snapchat, you could just go in and screenshot it, and then they know that you sent it to your man.
Oh,
because they get a notification.
I don't know if Messenger does that. I hope not.
Do you want to find out?
No, I don't know about that.
My. To tell them about the
DM
or not? That's the question we ask. Because you
wasn't that Aristotle?
Oh.
Not actually, but...
To quote Aristotle, no, I don't know.
I think it was, wasn't it?
You got like a fairly friendly DM.
Saying
you're looking good, which is nice. Maybe a little flirty. Who knows? Who knows? And you're like, I'm not going to tell my man about it. I'm not going to show him. Who cares?
I don't think it's necessary.
I just think it's crazy because now I want to flip the script on you.
Okay.
And ask if neighbor man... got a flirty DM, would you want to know about it?
That's a... Shoot.
Right.
You know what? This is where I'm going to look stupid. Yeah.
You'd want to know.
Well, here, this is where... Dang it. This is where an oxymoron comes in. I've become an oxymoron.
You are the oxymoron. I am.
Hello, my name is Oxymoron. But that's just, because I like to know everything. Because, like, even last night his dad texted him. And I was like, what'd he say?
Oh.
What'd your dad say? What did he text you mm-hmm. now? Mm-hmm. Oh, your dad texted you again? What'd he say now? And it's like, it's his dad, you know? Do I really need to know everything? I don't tell you what my dad texts me. But I like to know everything,
yeah.
You know? So, yeah, if a girl DM'd him, you're damn right I want to know.
I think, yeah, I probably would want to know, too.
I need to know everything. And he works with a lot of girls, too, so I definitely want to know.
See?
I'm like, I get nervous.
So, what the heck, man?
I don't know.
I'd rather know, because I'm going to use the same logic as I did before. If I saw a DM over his shoulder, I'd be like, hello? Who's that? What's the story? Do you know each other?
Did I just feel like he together? Wouldn't care, you know?
Well, yeah, hopefully not, but what if?
But I do.
Okay, so you're impossible. I don't know what the answer
Again,
is here.
Hello, my name is Oxymoron.
Mrs. Moron says.
It's time for Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon. Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win. Nothing. Please welcome your host, Destiny.
Budget is low today.
She's not wrong. I'm going to find every song in our system that has the word fall in it this week. You bet your bottom I will.
Well, it's like weird, right? Because there's Halloween songs, there's Christmas songs. It's like,
What do you got for fall?
What's a fall song?
You know what? If it has the word fall in it, I'm going to count it as a fall song.
All right.
Okay? And we're going to use it all this week when we do fall trivia questions.
Leading up to the first official day of fall, which is Sunday.
Get your pumpkin spice ready.
That's so scary.
Anyways, moving on to the first fall trivia question of the week. 22% of people are going to buy this the first 2 weeks of fall. What is it?
That's coming up. I hope it's not expensive. You can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
Why? Because you're going to be influenced?
I feel like I would probably be a part of the 22% because I am stupid and I buy everything.
I know you do. You do. You buy everything. You're like, I need it. I don't know why I need it, but I need it. If everybody else is buying it, I'm going
to
buy it.
It's, I saw this on TikTok. I need to buy it. Now it's, I heard it in Let's Get Quizzical. I have to buy it. How embarrassing. Oh, my God.
Give me your debit card.
No.
22% of people are going to buy this the first 2 weeks of fall. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
Any song that has the word fall in it, we gonna use this week.
Because Sunday is the first official day of fall.
And that is the theme of this week's trivia questions. It's gonna do with fall. That's the theme.
Great. I hope it brings some fall weather.
God, we can only hope that it does some type of juju of some sort. I don't know. We'll see. The question tonight, 22% of people are going to buy this the first 2 weeks of fall. What is it?
You can still text in your guests to 319-200-1029. But so far, Kathy said Halloween candy.
I saw somebody on Facebook do this, and it was like, I don't know, it was like a big circle, but it was like divided up in like fours or something. And it had different types of candy corn. And it was regular candy corn. Then it was s'mores candy corn. Then it was like all the, then it was candy apple candy corn. And I was like, hold up, I didn't know we had all these candy corn.
I didn't either.
I might actually be into candy corn.
I'm going to go buy that this week. I don't need to wait.
I think it was at Target.
Okay.
It looked like a Target brand.
I'm into it. I've already bought Halloween candy, so I'm kind of like out already.
5629 said pumpkin spice items. Already bought the coffee. And Taylor said there's a pumpkin spice popcorn out there. I'm on the hunt.
Dude. And I showed it like, oh, isn't this so nasty? She's like,
I saw people talking about it on TikTok now.
Yeah.
Now I'm on the hunt for pumpkin spice popcorn.
It's freaky and weird. $39.91 said chapstick or lip balm. I need to buy
some.
Why
am I laughing? Because we need it.
Dude, I know that it's not even like fall weather yet, but I'm feeling like my lips
I've had
are
to
getting
apply
crusty.
It twice today. And I've been chugging water. So it's like, it's not lack
What's
of water,
the
dude.
Deal?
Tis the season, dude.
I suppose.
Tis the season. 22% of people are going to buy this the first 2 weeks of fall. What is it?
Text in your guests to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in less than 3 minutes.
How much Halloween candy are you buying already?
I have bought 3 bags.
Oh, God.
No, that's a lie.
For trick-or-treaters?
No.
Oh, okay. I just didn't know if you were lying to yourself, and you were like, this is no. for Halloween?
No. 3 bags went into my candy jar here,
okay.
and then 1 bag of M&Ms went into my candy jar at home.
And how much do you have left?
I'm going to have to go get a couple more bags.
That's what I thought. Uh-huh.
We shall see.
That's what I thought. I thought you were already lying to yourself and you were like, this is for trick-or-treaters.
No.
That's usually what I say. I'm like, oh, this is for Halloween in September.
I'll get some and then have to go the night of Halloween to get more.
Mm-hmm. I was like, where's the music? Turn it on.
The fall-ish music.
Espa.
It falls in the title.
Hey, you know what?
It's fall, baby, this week at least.
DJ got us fall in love.
Happy almost fall.
The teacher said to put the word fall in it, and I did.
There you go.
You know what? It's called using your resources. I don't know.
Sure. No,
something
I'm,
like that.
Yeah, I'm here for
I
you.
I don't know. Anyways, if you don't know, it hasn't really felt like fall. Not
Still
last
don't.
Week. And definitely not this week. It's 90 on Thursday. If you didn't hear. But it's going to be fall this weekend.
Sunday.
Who would have thought? So, fall is the theme this week for the trivia question. So, the question is, 22% of people are going to buy this the first 2 weeks of fall. What is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
I know Taylor ain't going to buy it, but 22% of people are going to be buying NFL apparel the first 2 weeks of fall.
Well,
I know you ain't going to buy, girl.
If it was really cute, if I don't have to watch the game.
Really? Do you have a team? I know your boy does.
My boyfriend likes the Vikings.
Vikings,
which means...
TJ Hawkinson is my man.
I like the Vikings by association.
Oh, see, I won his jersey.
Oh.
But do you know how expensive they are?
The jerseys are expensive.
They are stupid expensive.
But if it was cute, you know, the purple's cute. That's what I care about.
That's all you care about.
Yeah, exactly.
What would you buy a Kansas City Chiefs one?
No.
For Taylor Swift?
No.
Oh. No.
I don't know. Would you?
Yeah. I mean, again, if they were like $20, they're stupid expensive.
Well, yeah, I don't think.
If they were $20, I'd be owning every color. I'd be owning all the teams. I'd be repping them all. Why not?
What?
Why not, dude? I'd be like, I'm ruining the Dolphins this week. Pretty color.
You're the worst football fan ever.
I know, right?
Thanks for listening to those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.